With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Community College of Philadelphia is holding a big, sometime I think this morning, a big reveal of their new mascot. And there's going to be, they're trying to set a Guinness Book of World Records, I'm not making it up, of lion cheers, because it's some kind of lion. Who is it that Community College replaced? They replaced Colonial Phil. So there's an article out there written by somebody from Community College of Philadelphia, why they got rid of Colonial Phil. Get it? Colonial? Can't have that. And in there, yeah, here's the headline. Community College's problematic mascot is on the wrong side of history. It looks like a white guy with a tri-cornered hat dressed in colonial garb. Colonial Phil is out as a mascot. And today they have this big rally for the new one. And so this guy starts going through all the mascots, and he says, do all white mascots need to change? He says the image of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish doesn't seem to stir controversy. No one seems to have a problem with that mascot because historical reckonings reflect current realities. The Irish, for example, certainly faced a history of persecution in this country, but as books like How the Irish Became White explained, the oppressed Irish and other European immigrants gained power by becoming oppressors to people of color. You get it? This is the constant appeal. If you're Irish, you made it by oppressing other people. And you ought to be particularly sensitive to what Trump is doing to illegal immigrants, kids in cages, and the rest of it. Kenny says stuff like this all the time. The Irish ought to be more sent. They ought to be more woke. I would think if you're proud of your ethnic background and you know your history, you know what an insult this is to say it's the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. It is clearly not the same thing. And here now, putting out this idea, well, the Irish made it by being oppressors. So that's why we can continue. I mean, I don't care if you have the Fighting Irish. I wouldn't care if you had it. There's no Italian mascots. Dan, there's no Polish mascots either that I know of, or no connection to them. Do you know of any high school or college?
No.
No.
There are no dancing kielbasas.
No, that's right. There ought to be a kielbasa. There ought to be some ethnic Italian stereotype. I don't know. They go with a mob figure coming out. The Gaudiites or something to play another team. I'm sure there'd be protests. I wouldn't get crazy.
The Stugatzes.
Yeah, the Stugatzes. But the Fighting Irish, people don't get upset. Even though that's kind of a negative. The Irish are always getting drunk and fighting, right? That's not a positive. Well, the argument is the Irish have made it, and they did it by oppressing other people. So can you imagine the pettiness now of taking out today Colonial Phil? It just doesn't get any crazier than, and it's all part of the same cancel culture. Let's get rid of anything and have some fun in doing it. And now they're introducing, I think it's the lion today, and setting a Guinness Book of World Records. But the unions are engaged in the same kind of thing. All right, let's go to Joe in media. Joe, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. What's your rule or law change, Joe?
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
Hold on a second. Okay, we all know that the left is soft on crime, you know, as evidenced. You still there?
Yeah.
As evidenced by sanctuary cities, etc. So what the law I would like to make is that everybody has to wear a button, about a 4-inch button. And for the liberal or the left, it's got to be a big yellow button. And for the conservative, it's a big red button. And you have to be vetted for this button. You can't just, say,
okay.
I wanna, and to be vetted. Like, for example, you know, if you want to be a lefty, if you say that you watch Lawrence O'Donnell or Rachel Maddow, you automatically get that yellow button. And this allows the people out there that are running around, they're going to start picking on the yellow buttons, not the red buttons. And I think it would be, you know, advantageous to all the conservatives to have that. And if you're caught wearing the wrong button, you get a chance to spend 2 years in jail with the people that you are trying to help out.
All right. Well, that was quite a shot there at the end, the people you're trying to help out. All right, Joe, we got you down. Is your law? I still like to renew the marriage license.
That's a horrible one.
Yeah,
one
was kind of, all right. You got to be kind here. People
are trying. Give everyone a scarlet letter while we're at it.
Yes, exactly. Liberal. Well, no, there's a big difference, too. We all know there's a big difference between being a liberal and being a progressive, a woke progressive, the mob. There's a big difference. Liberals ought to be the ones fighting back in their name, sort of, how far this is being taken. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I don't know if anybody else. I think George Washington are still the colonials. You can't be the colonials anymore. It's too much the founding fathers. And this is the latest mascot to be offed. It's never ending. All this time, all this. This reminds me of the fun we had. You weren't here then, Dan. This is a little while back. I just thought it was the funniest thing when Beaver College, changed their name to Arcadia, the Fields of Arcadia. For the obvious reason, they said when people Google the name of the college, they see Beaver, they see Howard Stern, they see all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Give me a break. There was nothing wrong with Beaver College.
I love that there's an issue with the Colonials, yet we still have an NFL team named the Raiders.
Right.
Or the Redskins, or the Buccaneers.
Yes, right. But the Colonials, you're not naming it. Well, the Patriots, the New England Patriots. I'm surprised that one doesn't get taken apart. You know, that's a word that's out of vogue, too.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.